Life with Tiësto.
Tiësto returns with another episode of Club Life.
Same time, same place next week.
Vous démarrez votre week-end avec nous, avec Énergie Extravagance. Franchement, vous êtes au meilleur endroit là.
Énergie Extravagance.
Je m'appelle Thibaut et jusqu'à 6h, on est en direct. Énergie Extravagance, la meilleure playlist dance mixée par les meilleurs DJ du monde. Si vous sortez avec vos potes ce soir, surtout désignez bien Sam, on déconne pas avec ça. Surtout si vous êtes en vacances, vous profitez encore avec les potes, notamment la zone A. Là, si vous êtes du côté de Bordeaux, Besançon, Dijon, on est ensemble avec les meilleurs DJ du monde. Comme je l'ai dit, je vous laisse maintenant avec Armin Van Buuren.
Énergie Extravagance.
Amsterdam, are you ready? Live from the studio, welcome friends to a very special 4-hour episode playing the final tracks of the Estate of Trance Top 1000 2024. Get comfy or put on your dancing shoes, get some snacks and drinks, and warn your neighbors because tonight we're playing you the 50 biggest tracks of all time according to you guys.
And for the second time in history, we asked you guys, the listeners of Estate of Trance, to pick their favorite 10 favorite tracks ever played on the radio show. Last time in 2021, we celebrated episode 1000 with the first edition. And it was so much fun, we thought it would be nice to bring it back.
In the studio today, I'm joined by my good friends Ferry Corsten. Yeah. And Ruben Durand. Yeah. And I have to give a big shout out to everybody that's been listening to the first part of the Top 1000. Actually, I gotta say, I was a bit surprised by the high numbers. Everybody was watching and chatting, and because of this, we've been playing the full list since Saturday night. I remember, when I watched the start of the list, I was actually still in Chile. And now I'm here. Before we start the show, we go back to the first broadcast that we did of the Top 1000, and that was in 2021. We had a top three that looked like this, with at number three kicking off with Gaia's Tuvan. Chesto's Adagio for Strings was number two last time. And my track with Susanna Shivers was the number one last time. That was a memorable moment, celebrating episode 1000. Including, that brings me to a special announcement. Because as per tradition, I have to start this episode with an important notice. This is not my personal list. I see that in the chat all the time. It's not Ferry's personal list. It's not Ruben. This is your top 50, or top 1000, I should say. The chart is only based on the list, the votes by you guys. So thank you to everybody. Thousands of you took the time to go online at vote.estateoftrance.com to pick their favorite tracks of the year. Thank you for doing that. So Amsterdam, are you ready for the top 50? We start the list at number 50, and it's a massive one straight away. It's the tune of the year of this radio show in the year 2022. Take it away, Mr. Brian Carney.
Hey guys, Brian Carney here. I just want to say a massive thank you to everybody that voted my track All Over Again with Plum into the top 50 of the ASOT Top 1000. Really, really do appreciate your support. Made this track back in 2017. Actually took a little bit of time to make. I think I actually made the instrumental that the vocal was based on back in 2015. And I actually had sent it to a couple of different vocalists, but I didn't feel that the vocals that were sent over were strong enough. So I was patient. I took my time and I waited for the correct one to come along. And Plum provided probably the biggest vocal track that I've made in my career so far. So yeah, thanks to Plum for her amazing vocal on the track. Thank you for your support of the track since it was released in 2017. And once again, thank you to everyone who voted it into the top 50 for the ASOT Top 1000. Thank you guys.
Number 50. You
Hello, ASOT. It's Estiva here. Thank you so much for voting Rainbow into the top 50 this year. Collaboration between my good friend Ruben and myself, it holds a very special place within our friendship. So it's amazing to see that it means so much to you as well. Thank you. Thank you so much for voting.
Number 49.
Thank you. Hey guys, Matt Surf here. I'm so happy that our song Man on the Run made it to the top 50 Estate of Trance songs. It's quite incredible that our track made such an impact, and we're so grateful for it. By the way, here is the original vinyl that came out, and it's been hanging in the studio on my wall. That's pretty interesting to see. And recently, under the alias Avenue One with my other partner, Peter Lesko, we did a remix of the track, and it came out on Armada. So thanks for voting, and thanks to Armada for organizing. Enjoy!
What's up, guys? It's Sean Metesca here from Surf Metesca and Jaren. I'm just super excited that Man on the Run made it into the top 50 on Estate of Trance here. It's just wild to think that this track has been popular for the last 15 years, and here it is. Check it out.
Number 47.
You stole a kiss and stole my heart. Made me a fool right from the start. Wouldn't have been so bad except little plan, it fell apart. If I were you, I'd dare not speak. I'd run like hell in hopes of saying.
Version of this track was released all the way back in 1993, and it's of course named after the legendary bar on the magical island of Ibiza. In 1997, Andre Stresser, Sharam J, to the challenge. Both Tiesto and I were playing it a lot in our sets. I'm sure you did as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we got the request. It was one of our favorite tracks to play out, so felt like an honor.
Yeah, and it was the honors is all to you, man. I mean, incredible. I played it so many times in the set. I remember it was in every set by everybody. Everybody yeah. played it. Such a good tune. Thank you for all the votes.
Yes, here it is, guys, on that number 45, Binary Finery 1999 in the Guriella remix.
Hello, this is Stuart from Binary Finery. Thank you to everyone who voted for 1999 Guriella remix on the ASOT Top 1000. It's fantastic that our track that started off as 1998 in Portsmouth, the UK, where it was made, is now where it is, 25 years old and still relevant and being played. Amazing. Just wanted to thank you very, very, very much for all the votes. It's very humbling. Take care. Lots of love. Goodbye.
Number 45. La plus fraîche, c'est Énergie Extravadance.
Énergie Extravadance.
tracks. Thank you so much for the votes, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Take care, guys. Bye.
Number 43. Le plus grand club du monde.
Jusqu'à 6h.
Énergie Extravagance.
Énergie Extravagance.
In the year 2020, the track took the title Tune of the Year in this radio show, and it's getting a lot of love in this special list as well. At number 43, you just heard Ali and Fila with Plum, Somebody Loves You. Before that, a gem of a classic on the Anjuna Beats label, Arxen and Ashley Tomberlin under their Luminary project, remixed by Oliver Smith and Mark Pledger. At number 42, Luminary Amsterdam, the Smith and Pledger remix.
And you're listening to the final 50 in the list of lists, the Estate of Trance top 1000. We started the broadcast last Saturday, and we've been counting down until now with the final 42 tracks still to go.
And it's great to see so many of you rocking the chats on YouTube, Twitch, and of course Discord as well, discord.gg/ArmyAndVanBuren, if you want to join. And I'm very curious, what do you think is going to be the number one in this list? I'm actually chatting along with the fans on Discord right now, besides the wonderful people here in the studio in Amsterdam. And it's really great to see all the love. We're having a little bit of a debate if we should do this yearly. I mean, last time we did it was 3 years ago. Yeah. Should we do it yearly, bi-yearly? I don't know.
I think it would be every year. It's so nice that everybody's gathering for a whole week just on YouTube and Twitch just listening to all these classics. Amazing.
Yeah, that's right. But the State of Trance is, of course, about looking forward.
Yeah, but sometimes it's also nice to look backwards.
It's true. And we're not only partying online. I just asked a visitor today to share their top tens. We're really curious to meet the people who actually submitted the votes. Yeah. And we're about to play the number one song of one of our guests. Please welcome Lucas William Suarez Cardozo. What's up?
Thank you, guys. thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It's good to see you again. Why did you pick This Is What It Feels Like as your number one?
So since when released it, every time that I listen, not just during good days but bad days, always bring me really good memories, sometimes with a lot of friends, enjoying at home with parties, and always push me to keep inspired and keep doing what I love and enjoying every moment like they are unique.
Awesome. Well, it really means a lot to me that this song is so special for you. At number 42 in the State of Trance Top 1000 Countdown, especially for Lucas, make some noise for This Is What It Feels Like.
I have just heard that you guys voted wading into the top 50 of your favorite 1000 ASOT tracks of all time. Thank you so much. When my brother and I wrote this song all those years ago in a bedroom in Australia, we never thought that it would resonate with so many people. And actually, we almost didn't send it to Dash Berlin because we didn't know if it would work with dance music or not. So I'm very grateful that it did. And I'm happy that I still get to sing it at shows and that you guys did end up enjoying it. So thank you for all the support. Love you all.
Number 41.
Fading of the day, as night takes over, and I can almost feel you here. Your memory remains, I breathe it closer. Well, that I still feel you near.
One of the many Dash Berlin tracks in the list, winning the hearts of many of the Estate of Trance fans throughout the years. You just heard Dash Berlin and Emma Hewitt, Waiting, released in the year 2011.
And this is really the moment that people in the chats are like, hey, this should have been in the top 10 or something like that.
Should have been higher.
Yeah, because I've been typing in chat all day long. It should have been higher because there's so many fantastic songs in the list that deserve, you know, a higher spot if you ask me. But it's, you know, this top 50 is based on your votes. So the people have spoken.
Yep. You're listening to the Estate of Trance Top 1000 live from the studio in Amsterdam. Yeah. Make some noise! And we're not only joined by these fantastic fans, but also some amazing artists actually took the time to travel to the studio, especially for this episode, including the man that is standing behind the microphone right now. Make some noise for Mr. Alex Moore! Alex, how you doing? You've been releasing a lot of great music, including your recent single, Happy. We're going to be playing that on the show really soon. What else is happening?
Oh, well, a lot of new music and a new single, Arcadia, coming in FSOE. And new collaboration with Arjen Fila is lined up. And yeah, many, many new music is coming. Also, is Morphlender, and you might know about it.
Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's like, I really like the deeper side of music, the progressive stuff, which is kind of way slower than what I usually do. And it's sometimes hard to put it together as Alex Morph because people expect the uplifting, emotional stuff.
Yeah.
And so we decided to go for Morphlender and give it a twist with the more undergroundy things.
It's,
you know,
in the name. It's
exactly
a cool name.
It's in the name. Yeah. And a little birdie just told me that you're going to join the studio very soon for a guest mix with that.
Might be possible. Yes.
Super exciting. Now on the list, we find you in the top 50 quite a few times. Sunset Boulevard, Walk the Edge, 1362. Running for Peace, 164. Among many others, and on number 40. Tell us about An Angel's Love. How did this happen with Sylvia Tosin?
Yeah, that's a nice story, actually. So it was the year 2011. I was in Miami for the Winter Music Conference, playing a pool party at Tom's Villa House. And there was actually a party going on organized by Sylvia. And after the party, we sat together in the living room and we were talking about new music and projects. And I was like, hey, I have this backing here. So it was like the melody of An Angel's Love. And I put it in the sound system and she jumped up the table and I was doing some ad-libs and stuff. And we said, oh my God, this is we should continue with this. And it was the first moment of An Angel's Love.
Amazing. Well, hey, where am I? Here. on 41 in the State of Trance, Top 1000, Alex Moore featuring Sylvia Tosin and An Angel's Love. He said it already.
Thank you so much, guys.
Armin van Buuren.
Armin van Buuren.
Dans le show dance numéro 1 le week-end.
Énergie. Extravagance.
Track that really defines the Balearic sound in trance music takes us back to 1999 of that great album when the world started to embrace the sounds of Chicane. 25 years later, it still holds a warm place in the hearts of many of us. Number 11 in the list, Chicane and Marie Brennan of Clannad. Saltwater. This is the Estate of Trance Top 1000. I see a lot of people already guessing which tracks will be in the top of the list. So let us know which tracks you think are still coming, basically. You can join us on YouTube and Twitch and also chat along on discord.gg/Armin van Buuren.
And we are reaching the 10 biggest tracks right now as played on this radio since the very start in 2001, according to the votes of thousands of you out there and the viewers and listeners for State of Trance. Before we enter the top 10, let's look back at the top 20 so far.
Number 20 was for Above and Beyond and Richard Bedford. And at number 19, it was Robert Miles' Children.
Number 18. Number 17. To the concrete angel. Number 16. Number 15.
But you left me in the rain.
14. Number 13.
Singing Satellite.
Number 12. Number 11. Top 1000.
So let me know, which track do you think are still incoming? Which are the biggest trance tracks ever made in the 2024 edition of the Top 1000 Countdown? Let me know. Join us on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, discord.gg/ArminVanBuren. All right, it's time for the Top 10. Amsterdam, are you ready? Yeah! Kicking it off with Paul van Dyk's Foreign Angel.
Destination as my number one pick, and the reason I picked that one is because it had a lot of sentimental value to me, and when Armin, Ruben, Ferry and Rank One were making it, it was pretty good. I felt very inspired by that. I loved how everyone worked together. I was in a pretty dark space at that time, and Destination really helped me out mentally, and it's just been my favorite.